You're listening to The Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built. Al's Pause of Friday, so let's start with Stuart Skinner. Like, it's kind of fun. I think Stuart Skinner's performance is getting overlooked because of McDavid goal and the nurse injury.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think here's the thing. That looked like a repeatable effort. You know, it wasn't like he was being acrobatic and making crazy saves while out of position. He just looked solid. And I, like, you know, what I don't know about goaltending is a lot, but to me, he looked like a guy who could go back in the net tomorrow night and do the same thing. He's calm. He's got good positioning. And I think in the shootout, he showed that he was pretty confident. That was a really good effort, but at a time when they needed that from the goaltender. Good job by Stuart Skinner for sure. And you're right, though. I mean, the McDavid goal was just like, oh, my God. And then today, the Darnell Nurse injury. We quickly moved past and shouldn't, but we moved past what is a pretty nice performance from Stuart Skinner.
But that's kind of the way it is, isn't it, low tide? Like, it's great that he had a good game last night, but assuming he starts tomorrow, he's got to do, you know, something close to it or similar. You know, like, that's what I think makes it so hard for NHL players can hide a little bit more. You know, you can have six good games and a bad one as a rookie, and it's okay, it's all right. But a goalie, you have one bad period, and all of a sudden the earth is crumbling all around you.
Yeah, it's the closest you get, you know, the farther away you get from the net, the harder it is to pin anything specific on you. But the thing about goaltending is if you have it, nobody thinks about it. And if you don't have it, that's all you think about. And Oiler fans know what that's like in both ways, I mean, over the years. But I think with Koskinen, who has been, I mean, a pretty steady goaltender, you know what you're going to get. And that includes sometimes an early goal. With Smith, you know, having some, whatever his malady is, it's you know, it's not getting better, and he's going to be 40 soon. So this was, you know, I mean, if you're looking for hope, Stuart Skinner provided it last night based on the Oilers' current depth chart.
Yeah, well, hey, Stuart Skinner's outstanding last night, and yeah, We'll see if he can do a Marc-Andre Fleury now tomorrow night against the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm not sure. Like, the Blackhawks don't have the same, I think, depth as the Winnipeg Jets, but they're playing much better sound defensively, which is virtually impossible not to do considering their terrible defense under Colleton. But, Chicago comes in there. I know people just look at their record. I think you kind of have to look at their recent record to get a much better sense of who they are. You know, Patrick Kane, still a highly dangerous player. They've closed down defensively, but they also haven't played McDavid and Drysdale. I think, you know, I wonder, like, the Oilers outscored their problems early on. They might have to, or do you think the Edmonton Oilers need to look at what the LA Kings have done without Sean Walker and Drew Doughty for 10 games, where they went 7-2-1 with guys like, I don't know how many people could name four defensemen on the LA Kings, never mind the six. Al, do you know the current six D-men? I don't want to put you on the spot, but it's Mickey Anderson, Tobias Bjornfot, that's their top pair, Alex Edler, Matt Roy, their second pair, Cale Clegg, Olli Maatta, their third pair, and they went 7-2-1.
I recognize Clegg and Maatta as a third pair. Well, you know, it's funny with teams because the Oilers are, without Nurse, they're all going to have to play better defensively. That's forwards and defensemen. And sometimes, in a short term, I think you can button down and you know, play together. As you get farther out, maybe from the injury, it'll be more difficult. But I think early days, the Oilers will be on their best behavior and working together as a unit. And I mean, they showed last night, Winnipeg, they still played Winnipeg style. It was hard-hitting and very defensive. There wasn't a lot of wheeling going on. And the Oilers can do that, and that included everybody. The one goal against was, I mean, it was a pretty darn good goal from Nikolai Ehlers. The shot comes, and it ends in the net, but there's a nice cross pass. Nugent Hopkins just a little bit late. Both defensemen go after the center is coming into the middle. That was a nice goal by Winnipeg, and I thought that for the most part Edmonton was pretty good in coverage. Not everything was perfect, but I thought they were pretty good in coverage. They can do it. They just have to do it again and again, and with Nurse out, they really have to do it for three periods every night.
Joined by Al Mitchell from the Lowdown Flow Tide. You can tune into his program every day on the station from 10 till 12. A lot of people are giving the Oilers a lot of love for the penalty kill. It was, you know, they killed off all five. I think, especially in at the end of the McDavid's penalty, I thought they got away with a lot. There was probably four or five times they had good chances to clear, and they chose not to or weren't able to. Am I being a little bit too overdramatic in this, Alan Mitchell? Sometimes you just got to say, take what you get?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they did get lucky because there were some clearing attempts that didn't get there. But I think Skinner was, he covered a lot of sins as well. And Winnipeg seemed like they were close but could never get it done. What I'm always impressed with Dave Tippett, everybody gets so mad at him about 5-on-5. His teams have destroyed in his seasons here. He's going into his third year. They've destroyed. And this year, it's really something else. Their power play is plus, 10, 12. Their penalty kill is really, really strong. I know that people get upset about the way the Oilers look at 5-on-5, and I think they're minus one or somewhere in there. But if you really drill down on their power play and their penalty kill, their power play is 20 goals to the good or something like that, and their penalty kill is one goal, one shorthanded goal and six against. They're getting like a goal a game out of their special teams. And that penalty kill at the end of the game, I thought for the Oilers, you get to overtime, and if you lose in overtime, big deal. But they just kept on playing, and it was a little chaotic for sure, but, penalty kills often are.
Yeah, the Oilers are only minus five on the PK overall. They've only allowed six, and they've given up one shorting, which is pretty solid. They have one shorting. They've given up six, so they're minus five. And then, yeah, you're right, Al. Their power play is plus 20. It's ridiculous right now. I do feel like, McDavid's bailed their team out. I found it was fitting that, because that was a clear double minor. There's no debate on it. There's blood on the ice. Like, some people are like, oh, the ref should get credit for making a tough call. I'm like, that's not a tough call. That's the right call. Like, no one, very few people were complaining about it at the time. I do want to get your thoughts, Al, on the D pairs. Now that Nurse is out for 2 to 3 weeks, tomorrow night, what would you do for the first game? Not what would you, because I think it's going to change, but what do you think the pairs are going to be tomorrow night to start?
Well, I think if you're Dave Tippett, you have to run Keith and CeCe as your top pair, because you don't want to both not have Darnell Nurse and then have your second pair have no consistency. So you move up. I would move up Keith, CeCe, and then Barry. You've got a couple of different options there. I mean Russell can play, I assume, so you can put
him
there.
Yes, he's playing. Yeah.
So he could be there. Broberg, Bouchard is so young. Maybe you go Broberg, Barry. Obviously, Bouchard's going to have to play quite a bit. Can Lagesson step in there? I mean, I saw him in Bakersfield, and for most of this year, he hasn't been great. But my first thought is that earlier I thought maybe you break up CeCe and Keith, but I don't think you can, because you need to have a pairing that absolutely knows what they're doing out there, and there's no hesitation, because as you said, Chicago's got really good talented players. They've won four in a row. They're not nothing. They can play.
Yeah, it's going to be a matchup where, and it's emotional for Duncan Keith. He was there for, two decades or whatever it was. It's going to be a long one. For the D, who are your top four penalty killers then? Is it just as clear? Do you give Broberg any love on the penalty kill?
Well, if Russell plays, that makes it easier. So you've got, Nurse and Russell, and then Barry doesn't ordinarily penalty kill, so you'll have Bouchard and CeCe. Now, the problem is if any of them go to the – we talked about this morning on the lowdown. I think Hernan mentioned it. Maybe they play seven defensemen. Maybe you dress seven and only have two four. The fourth line doesn't play much anyway. But, the penalty kill is the worry. If somebody goes, like, God forbid, CeCe goes, for a penalty, then you've really got to play catch-up. But if you have seven guys, maybe Lagesson can be a penalty killer.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. You're right, because they don't play a ton of minutes, so it's a possibility they might go with 7D to start. Al, before I let you go, Connor has something to want to wish you a positive Friday.
It's been
4 days
without Jason Strudwick missing a show.
Four. We might get to double digits if things go well.
Is he like Johnny Carson, where he doesn't show up like lots of the time, or you know, is he a big star like that?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, he's got, well, as Craig Button said, he's kind of the Kawhi Leonard of sports radio.
Oh, see, now, I know he's got this Jason Strudwick hockey schools where you can learn to be a Hall of Fame defenseman. I guess they take a lot of his time.
Yes, yes.
It's a very emotional, very emotional.
Freddie, honest to God, the stuff you get away, Joaquin Gage has to work hard, and you just kind of slide. I would like both of you to write down everything you do in a day, and then we can compare them.
Is that before 9? I'm like Darma, I do more before 9 than most people do all day. It's true. I'm not even kidding.
Staring at a wall is not doing anything, Freddie.
Oh, I'm not putty. I'm not putty.
When you were in New York playing with the Rangers, was David Putty, was Seinfeld popular, and was Putty popular then?
You saw guys that did that. They mimicked it with the Devils, right? They got dressed up. But the Devils weren't very good then, so it didn't really matter.
Did anybody ever call you David Putty? Because I'm just saying.
No. I think I heard Brad Pitt quite a few times. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that guy. But
boys, be good. Have a great weekend.
See you, buddy.